Welcome to the By His Grace podcast. I'm your host, Misty Phillip, and I am a girl saved by the grace of God. I'm on a journey to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. We live in amazing but challenging times. We all have things we struggle with, but sometimes we can feel desperately alone in our journey. I'm here to give you hope and to say you are not alone. The goal of this podcast is to share stories of everyday, ordinary people like you and me that have faced all kinds of adversity and how the grace of God has seen them through their darkest days. Because where there are deep wounds, there is deep grace. From panic attacks to nervous breakdowns, anxiety is a debilitating condition that plagues many people. Today on By His Grace, I sit down with Jody Howe, and we discuss coping with anxiety from a Christian perspective, the stigma surrounding anxiety, and how God's grace has seen her through. I am here with Jody Howe. Good morning, Jody. How are you?
Good morning, Misty. I'm doing great.
Good. I'm so glad to have you on the By His Grace podcast.
Me, I'm so thrilled to be here.
Yes. Well, we have been talking about the struggles and challenges that people go through in life and the grace of God to see them through. And I know that you have a topic that just fits right in here. So we're going to go ahead and jump right in and we're going to talk about anxiety. So can you tell me, you know, how that's manifested in your life and what God's done through you, and just share your story with us?
That sounds wonderful. So I recognized that anxiety was going to be my cross to bear in my early adult life. It was when I was graduating from Syracuse University. I was going to my graduation ceremony, and when I walked into the very large dome where the ceremony was being held, I started to feel like I was having a heart attack. And part of logic was kicking in, saying, you're 21 years old. I doubt you're having a heart attack. I didn't have any prior health concerns regarding my heart and such, but I didn't know what was happening. I mean, this was a while ago where we weren't really having this conversation as much. And so I ended up having, I think, one of a line leader bring me over to the medic room. And I spent my graduation in an emergency room, only to find out it was a panic attack. Mm-hmm. And to this day, I think my mother thinks that I didn't show up to my graduation, which was unfortunate. And, you know, years moved on, and I had more episodes where panic attacks would occur. And again, it was not something you could really easily research. We didn't really have, the internet was coming about in the mid 90s. And so it wasn't until about my 39th year of life that all of a sudden my body just stopped in terms of having any need to eat. And I was petrified to sleep. I just couldn't function. I literally was homebound. Anything I couldn't sleep, anything I thought about would just bring me into a place of fear. I was having constant panic attacks, and I needed to go and I needed to heal, but I was very scared of medicine and I was very scared of what was happening. And a lot of this was maybe just a milestone reaction, you know, turning 40, what's going to happen in this next decade of my life and all that. So my mom sent me over to a friend of ours who was a Christian woman. And to clarify, I was not following Christ at this time. Okay. I knew who God was and I believed in him, but I didn't have a walk or a relationship with Jesus.
Yeah. It's a difference between a head knowledge and a heart knowledge.
It truly was. It certainly, he was nudging many, many times throughout my life. But my mom just felt led to tell me to go to talk with a friend of ours. As random as it sounds, she's like, I just need you to go talk to our friend. And it was odd and weird, but I did it. And she prayed with me. And even leaving that meeting, I didn't know quite what was going on, but she had invited me to a Bible study. And so I said yes, reluctantly, because I thought it was weird.
Yeah.
Because again, I wasn't in that zone of Jesus. And right. So all of that was just, but I committed to the Bible study and I was consistent with it with her, and Jesus was just moving closer into my heart. So I was able to start the healing process with my anxiety. And moreover, I began walking with Christ. And it just became just an amazing experience, of which is just built even better as I am sitting here today.
Right.
But the interesting part about that is that's not exactly where my heart was led to really talk about anxiety.
Okay.
But in the time where I was healing, people would come to me and say, I had heard about your experience just through a small circle of friends. I had a very similar reaction, or my mom's feeling this way, or my husband's feeling this way. And so I would certainly reach out and I would minister to them, but I didn't really have much to go by other than this is what I did. And this is, you know, how I'm feeling today. Well, about 3 years ago, and I was on medication, just a general medication to help, hold back a lot of that general anxiety and panic attacks. About 3 years ago, I thought, well, maybe it's the placebo effect. I don't need this medicine anymore. So I decided to wean myself off of it.
Mm-hmm. And I see where this is going.
Sure enough, yeah. The episode returned. That same episode that happened 8 years ago where I just could not function returned. But the interesting thing is God was working through that. And he said, I'm going to take you a step further. I need you to really share this. And sharing it word to word to friends was not enough. I looked for a book that I had written and I couldn't find it. So I just chose to write it.
Yeah.
And it was about helping people understand that no matter what you're dealing with, we have to have the foundation of Christ's love.
Yes.
He is the ultimate savior. He is the one that is going to bring us to that place of healing physically, emotionally.
Yes.
But here are some ideas. Here are some tips. Here are things that you can do to change your daily life that can help you heal from this. And that's anything from meditation to the way you're eating, to the toxicity in relationships, to how you're going to sleep at night, how your environment is. Are you giving yourself enough time to be still in God's word? And all of that. And so he led me to this idea, and then I just went from it. And here I am today.
That's great.
Not the expert on anxiety, but someone that is very, very led to help men and women understand that it can be your, it will be your cross to bear, but it will be healed if you give it to Christ.
That's so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What scripture, when you were coming to the Lord, is there a scripture that you just held on to that really, you know, ministered to you and got you through?
What, you know, if I could take one scripture out of the Bible and say, I own that with God, it would be Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord.
That's mine.
All your heart.
Yeah.
That's mine too.
And lean not on your own understanding and in all your ways.
And by acknowledging him, he has set this path by saying, okay, God, this anxiety stinks. Uh-huh. I don't like the way it makes me feel. And it is inhibiting me from being a good, you know, servant to you. It's inhibiting me to be a good wife. It's not able to be a good mother. I can't function. Show me that it's not the world I need to listen to, that it's you that I need to listen to. But give me those gifts. You've given us Western medicine. You've given us gifts of yoga, and you've given us a healthier diet to follow through great nutrition and through dietitians. There are worldly vessels that we can take advantage of. So show me those, but ultimately show me that this is a cross to bear, but will ultimately bring me to a place of healing.
Yes.
And so Proverbs 3:5-6. And of course, you know, if you go further into the New Testament with Paul, I mean, he talks about anxiety a lot. So there's, you know, the words in Corinthians about, you know, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything with thanksgiving, give your fears, give your pain, give your worries to God.
Yeah.
And so and those would be scriptures that if I did wake up with a panic attack in the middle of the night, I would open my Bible and go to those.
Yeah.
And
cast your cares, cast your cares on him because he cares for you.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And so those are my words of hope. Those are words that are in my book. Those are scriptures that I've put in there to show it. No one, God, we've learned this weekend, does not promise a perfect world.
Yeah.
But when he gives you these these struggles and these difficult moments and these moments that we didn't think were supposed to be this way,
right,
he will show us the way. And he's shown me that through anxiety. And so I feel led to just be able to share it with other people to realize that it stinks, but it's not your forever. It's right. not your identity. Right. And you can actually live an abundant life. If you give those cares to God.
That's right. That is, oh, you're speaking my love language. That, because that is my life verse. And, yeah. you know, my brother died when I was a child, and it really affected my whole entire family and my whole growing up and choices that I made. And I had grown up, and we kind of went to Catholic church once or twice a year. We weren't even faithful Catholics.
You were priesters.
Yeah.
Christmas yes. and Easter. Yes. Yeah. I was a priester too. Yes. Yeah.
And so when I came to the Lord, I really clung to that scripture as well, because if we don't focus on what the world says and we just put our trust in him, and it's not always going to look the way that we think it should or right. the way we planned it to be. Life is messy and it can be hard, but God is faithful and he's there to show us the way to go and help us through any situation. Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. So I got one final question for yes. you. If you could sit down with a brother or sister, you know, who's going through this struggle now, is there one piece of advice that you would give them?
I would probably go back to what we talked about with Proverbs. I say trust that, number one, you're opening up to this. One of the things I learned when I first discovered that anxiety was going to be a part of my journey and just a difficult circumstance, my cross to bear. I just say that because I just see how Jesus just went to that cross and saved us and gave us that hope. So I always like to say my cross to bear, because it is, but it isn't my cross to constantly hold on my shoulder and drag like he did. He did that for us. He died and he gave us that amazing grace and ultimate peace that he wanted for yes. us because of the messy world that was happening. But I would say to that brother or sister, you're opening up and you're starting the conversation in your heart. That is the best step forward.
Absolutely.
Because so many people are walking and dealing and suffering, and they're not talking about it. And with that, they're not getting the help that they need. And I didn't get the help I needed until I started talking about it.
Well, and I think that the enemy likes to keep things secret.
Yes.
And so there's shame and, you know, feelings of... just all of the things that the enemy tries to tell us. And so we don't say anything. We keep things. And but when you can speak it, and because that's when you can experience freedom in the Lord, because
Amen.
the yes. light of the Lord can come into that situation. It's no longer held in secret. And so I think that I agree with you completely. And I could say that about a lot of different things.
A lot of different things. Yeah. I mean, the stigma is pretty high on this one particular topic. And my heart is led to try to lower that. And I can't do it. First of all, I can't do it at all without the grace of God and right. his strength and his will to do this, to help people feel safe, that it is no different than any other physical ailment that millions of people are suffering from. But it wasn't until I opened up at a play date years ago, talking to some women about it, where they said, oh yeah, I'm dealing with, I have depression, or I have SAD, and I'm on this medication, or I do this, where I thought, oh wow, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
And so by opening up about this conversation to someone, again, that freedom is your savior.
And I'm so glad you said that.
Freedom is your savior.
Because that's the whole intent of this podcast,
yeah.
is that people will know I'm not alone.
Right.
I'm not yeah. alone. I'm going through this struggle. I'm going through this battle. Life seems really hard, but God is so good and he is there to see me through. And if they have gone through it and have come out the other side, or they're working through it, then I can do that too. And so
yes,
that
yes.
is just my, the whole reason for this podcast is to give people hope and to direct them to Jesus.
Thank you for that yeah. too. We need more of that. Definitely. Yeah.
Well, this has been a great conversation. I've really enjoyed getting to know you. Thank you so much. And
my pleasure.
Thank you for joining me today on By His Grace. I hope you've enjoyed listening and are encouraged by our guest today. I would love for you to visit my blog, mistyphillip.com, for more encouragement. You can find me on social media as Misty Phillip, and I would love to connect with you there.